Thursday, June 23rd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I would like to speak to the pro-life movement. Several stories in the news which are fairly significant. First of all, out of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they run an article talking about the fact that U.S. abortions are on the rise. We now find out that in 2020, 1 in 5 pregnancies were terminated. The report from the Guttmeier Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, counted more than 930,000 abortions in the United States in 2020. That's up from about 862,000 abortions in 2017.
1 in 5 now end in an abortion. Now, let that register in your mind for a moment in terms of the realities of this survey. Take all of the children that would have been born in that year and remove 20% of them. Just remove them from the school, remove them from the playground, remove them from the homes, remove them from society. They're just not there. Those children's faces you will not see. That's what this report represents. What did they do to be removed? What did they do to be dismembered in the womb? What did they do to be burned by saline? What did they do to be extracted prior to birth and left to die? Well, nothing, except they were either imperfect, unwanted, or inconvenient to those who had conceived them. Why is there this increase? I know, Tom, you and I were discussing, is this a blip on the screen, or is this actually a new trend in which the 30-year decline is now turning to an incline instead of a decline? Well, I think it's too early to say. I believe this survey tells us that the chemical abortions that are included in this number are now over 50% of the abortions. In other words, is this telling us children are more likely to be killed in the womb now that we have provided the cover of a couple of drugs to take it home in order to expel the child from the womb pharmaceutically? Is that part of the rise? Is it part of the fact that we actually do have a culture that is normalizing death at the beginning of life and the end of life, and now we see all of these evil and senseless violent acts of mass shootings and other issues like this? Is, in fact, our death culture embracing death as a part of its death spiral? In the meantime, we rejoice in the sanity of the Supreme Court ruling that at this time has not been issued, but could at any moment. They never alert us when they're going to issue their rulings and opinions, but I fully expect in the next couple of days or week or so, the ruling from the Supreme Court on the Mississippi case and the anticipated overturning of Roe v. Wade is around the corner, but it's yet to be seen what this survey is actually telling us. And let me say, the Guttmacher Institute is pro-abortion, but it has been recognized that they have the most comprehensive and accurate process to give us a read on the matter of abortions, their number, their status, and methods more than any other organizations that track these things. So it's a relatively accurate report that we're now going to have to process.
Town Hall is reporting the Iowa Supreme Court ruled a week ago Friday that the state's constitution does not include a fundamental right to abortion. The ruling was a reversal from a decision in 2018 that said Iowans have a right to abortion under the state constitution.
So what was the difference in the ruling? Well, the sanity of this ruling was achieved because the governor of Iowa, since the previous ruling, has appointed 4 justices who are originalists or textualists, and as they read both the United States Constitution and the Iowa State Constitution, sanity has returned, and therefore they dealt honestly with the Constitution, and there was no right to abortion in the Constitution. And so they, on a state level, have done what we anticipate is about to be done on the Supreme Court level.
Harry, finally, the Washington Times is reporting over 20 House and Senate Democrats have demanded the top executive at Google restrict search engine results showing pro-life pregnancy centers. The lawmakers called pregnancy centers that do not offer abortions, quote, fake clinics.
So in other words, if your clinic is not an abortuary, that is a place where the preborn can be put to death, then you're not a true health clinic for pregnant women. No, let me tell you what you are. You're actually a true health clinic for a woman and the child. And that's the way we're supposed to operate in our Constitution and with any sanity in our nation. And if you want to go get an abortion, there are states that provide it. All you've got to do is get in the car or get on the plane, and you can find those who will take your money to kill the preborn child. What they also haven't said is that almost all of these clinics are not-for-profit. Almost all of them are there providing free health care, and they have every right to determine what health care they give and what health care they reject, because in reality, it's not health care. It's not health care to take the life of a child. That's not health care. In almost every one of the cases of these clinics that are being targeted by our legislators, you know, this is amazing. They want to control the Google search engines in order to target and cancel the message of health clinics that are pro-life, giving free health care to a mother and the child. They want to target them and shut them down because they're not in the business of killing the child in the womb or encouraging the killing of the child in the womb. That's what is occupying their time. And we're sitting here with runaway inflation. We're sitting here with continuing wars. We are sitting here with an economic catastrophe in the area of energy and in the area of appropriate immigration policies. And that's what they're consumed with. You know, you really see why people get frustrated with our elected officials when they have been entrusted to go and make policies for the well-being of our nation instead of targeting policies and targeting people that are trying to nurture life because they won't provide an instrument to take someone's life.
Harry, let me ask you one last question concerning this censoring story that these legislators want to come and tell Google not to allow these pro-life centers to have a presence on their search engine. As well, we hear in the news that once the Supreme Court decision has been released, we're going to see violence in the street. We've seen Supreme Court justices have their lives threatened. Are these moves desperation? In a sense, should we be optimistic that these people are now so desperate as we're looking at curbing the number of abortions that have taken place in our country?
There are organizations that are out there that are targeting churches, ministries, targeting individuals who are pro-life. Well, Harry, isn't it okay to target people whom you disagree with? No, you can target ideas. Let's debate public policy. But you don't have to target people. I am all for a robust discussion, debate, and contest of ideas in the public square. But in our culture, you cannot target people and demonize them. You have to treat people as made in the image of God. And that's why those of us who believe in the ethic of life not only have to believe in the ethic of life in the womb and out of the womb, but also in the ethic of life as we debate and promote life. But you'd have to be ready. When there's a culture of death, there will be the targeting of individuals and organizations who are standing for life. What we can't be is intimidated or silenced. We have to speak forth in faithfulness to Christ and out of love to others that we might love life. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective. The best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours at no cost. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.